أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. As we discussed last night, now we want to turn to the requests that Imam alayhi salam has to put forward before Allah after all those different types of approach, knocking the door of his mercy with different means. Now he's going to put forward his requests. Again, as I said, there is a long list of requests that Imam is making here. So I thought that we better somehow categorize these in different categories, classify them so that we understand better what type of requests the Imam has. And also, of course, these are the requests that we, wherever we recite this dua, or call upon Allah through this dua, we put forward these requests before him. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about are the requests that Imam alayhi salam has for his heart. Because the request can be for dunya, for akhirah, for our health, for our heart, for our soul, for our children, for our friends. So the request that Imam has for his heart, that's very important. Something which of course comes up again and again is request for increase in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma mla' qalbi hubban lak wa khashyatan mink وتصديقا بكتابك وإيمانا بك وفرقا منك وشوقا إليك. This is one piece of his dua. My Lord, fill my heart with your love. املأ قلبي حبا لك. Fill my heart with your love. And with your خشية. And with confirmation of whatever you have revealed in your book. And with faith, and with fright and fear, and with longing. So different aspects of feelings and experiences that a person can have in their heart, Imam is asking for all of them. You know, human heart is a very strange sort of complicated creation. By heart, of course, we don't mean this physical heart. Something in the soul which we call heart, which is the place of our feelings, understanding, this is the heart. Confirmation, rejection, this is the heart. And because it goes through, all the time it's going through different stages. Because it's not, it doesn't have a sort of stable attitude or a station continuously. It always changes attitudes. That's why it's called qalb. Qalb means to turn, to change. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah turns night and day. And they say that this human faculty is called qalb because it's always changing. It always have different experiences. And it's always changing. This changing could be towards good or towards bad. It could be filled with different experiences. It could be filled with different sort of attitudes and feelings which completely change human life, can completely change human life. This is qalb. Now, Imam is asking about love, first of all. Fill my heart with your love. So that, of course, I pay no attention to anything else in terms of strong feeling, certainly. the experiences that our heart has from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are multifaceted. It's not only love, it's khashya as well, it's khawf, it's ikhbat, it's iman, it's faraq, it's shawq. Now, all these different things, longing, fright, fear, awe, respect, all these can come to our hearts when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we move forward in iman, in faith is the most important thing and is the platform for all these things. If you don't have faith, you don't have any of them. So faith is the platform. Then when you have faith, you have to try these different experiences. Love doesn't come suddenly. You have different experiences from Allah gradually until you find love established in your heart, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when love comes, then of course you will be a completely different being when love of Allah comes to the heart. That is the strongest connection. That's the urwatul wuthqa. That's the hablullah al-mateen, this love which is established between man and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is of course very dear and very rare. Every believer has faith, but not every believer has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can, of course, very easily we can try ourselves to see whether we have love or not. As soon as something bad happens to us, we become upset from Allah. So that's not love. That's not love. Love is when love comes, love is even above ikhbat. Now, let's see what Allah says about ikhbat in the Quran. I don't know how to translate ikhbat, which is mentioned in a couple of verses in the Quran. It's a surrender. It's not taslim. Taslim is surrendering. You surrender yourself to the Lord, which of course it has degrees. The highest degree of taslim is ikhbat. That is surrendering with love. Surrendering with love which brings you peace. Peaceful surrendering. That's ikhbat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who believe and do good things and have ikhbat to their Lord. That means they surrender with peace and love to their Lord. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. These are the companions of paradise. Then in Surah Hajj, Allah explains what this ikhbat is, or what it does with us, what ikhbat does with us. He says, فَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Your Lord is your Allah, the one that you have to worship, is only one. فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. Surrender to him. وَبَشِّرَ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. And give good news to مُخْبِتِين. مُخْبِتِين are also those who surrender to God, but this is a different type of surrender. وَبَشِّرَ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Those who surrender. Who are these مُخْبِتِين? Now the verse after that defines them. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble, or something happened in their heart. When Allah is mentioned, they are not themselves anymore. This is love, isn't it? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. This inner status. When it will come to their lives, وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. And in their daily life, whatever comes to them, they are patient, because they know everything is in Allah's hand. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ Of course, patience doesn't mean surrendering to situation. Patience means that we know that we have to fight, we have to persist against the situation, but not complaining to God. That's very important. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ And those who establish the connection with God, Salat. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And they give charity from what we have given them. These are the مُخْبَتِين. So, one aspect of the heart is إخوات. Before going to these different experiences of the heart that Imam mentions here and asks, requests that Allah gives him these different experiences of heart, which can go side by side with each other, of course. Let me go through a hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam about the heart. If we want to talk about the heart, we can talk several hours. The way the Quran and the hadith speak about the heart. Now, Imam alayhi salam brings a very, very beautiful parable or parallel. A beautiful parallel with what we learn in Arabic grammar. He says, "I'raab al-qulub arba'atu anwa." You know, the words have i'raab in Arabic. I'raab means when you give them vocal, different vocal situations. Like, for example, fatha. When you give it Fath or Fatha, Ah, you put it, take it high. Or when you give it Rafa, or when you give it Kas, bring it down. Kitabun, you give it Raf. Kitabin, you bring it down, you give it Khaf, isn't it? This is I'rab. There are critical marks we put on Arabic words. And it's very important in Arabic because the subject, object, adverb, all are determined by these diacritics, isn't it? By I'raab. Now, Imam alayhi salam says, as the words have I'raab, the hearts have I'raab as well. The hearts have I'raab. I'raab al-qulub arba. The same as in words, in letters, we have four types of I'raab. Raf'un, O. Wafat'un, A. Wahafzun, E. وَوَقْفٌ Stop, without any vocal voice, stop. He says, the hearts also have raf. Raf is elevation as well, isn't it? Elevation, that's why zamma is called raf, because it elevates the end of the word. رَفْعٌ وَفَاتٌ Now, fat here, of course, doesn't mean that higher vocal mark. It means opening with regards to hearts. رَفْعٌ Elevation of the heart, opening of the heart, fathun, wa hafzun, reduction in elevation, bringing down, send it down, the qalb, the heart, can be wa hafzun, wa waqf, and stoppage. What's raf'ul qalb? Raf'ul qalb. Faraf'ul qalb. What do you think is raf'ul qalb? Fi dhikrillah. When you remember God, your heart elevates higher and higher and higher. You move higher than angels. You become completely free of all different feelings and experiences which brings you down when you remember God. Raf, why Allah tells us all the time, remember me? We think that He is someone who likes people to remember Him all the time, or He wants to put us in trouble. No, because He wants to elevate us. What is higher than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can think? What is more pressure than Allah that we can think about in our lives? Nothing. So, raf'ul qalb, if you want to elevate your heart, remember God. Faraf'ul qalb, fi dhikrillah. Fathul qalb, wa fathul qalb, it's an opening. Of course, in grammar, fat is giving the higher vocal voice, but here means opening. What is the opening of the heart? When do you feel that your heart opens towards everything that happens? فَالرِّضَى عَنِ اللَّهِ If you are pleased with Allah, then your whole heart is open to everything. Everything that happens, you are happy, always happy. But happiness not in terms of material worldly pleasures. Happiness in terms of an inner experience and attitude which gives you always hope. You know, one of these we discussed once in our thought forum about the troops of aql and jahl, of ignorance of and of intellect. One of the troops of intellect that Imam Ali Salam mentioned is hope, and one of the troops of ignorance is hopelessness. You see, if you think everything is in hands of Allah, and Allah is so merciful, so rich of giving all the time, then you always have hope, isn't it? Always you have hope. You never become disappointed. At no point you ever become disappointed. Why? Because no matter what goes wrong around you, it's always Allah which you see. So hope is opening of the heart to be pleased with what comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, fathul qalb farrida anillah. Khafthul qalb, when your heart goes down, plunges down, what is it? فالاشتغال بغير الله. You occupy yourself with other than God. That the heart goes down. فالاشتغال بغير الله, the heart goes down. ووقف القلب, when your heart stops. Of course, when your physical heart stops, you die. But when your heart, in terms of your soul, it stops, that is when you are ignorant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart stops, just as you die. And interestingly enough, in the Quran, these people are called dead. The people who are ignorant of Allah, they are called dead. إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. You cannot make the dead hear you. They are just like dead people. The heart is in waqf, stopped. In a stoppage. So, why I mention this? To say that heart has many different, multifaceted experiences. And Imam is asking, of course, about those experiences of the heart which gives it raf and fat, not khafz and waqf. Turning to this world would give our hearts khafz, our heart plunges down, or waqf. Complete stoppage, when we forget Allah completely, is complete stoppage of the heart. Of course, there are many, many verses in the Quran that we can bring as example, but we don't have time for that now. What Imam is asking is raf'ul qalb and fath'ul qalb. What he's asking for. Allahumma inni as'aluka an tamla'a qalbi hubban lak. You fill my heart with your love, so that in this world, in next world, what matters for me is that you are pleased. Because when someone loves someone else, what matters is that that someone else also loves him, is pleased with him or her, isn't it? That's the most important thing. There's one sentence in this dua that I really, really get amazed when I see how Imam is putting something quite far-fetched for us in plain words in this dua. He says, أحبب إلي لقاءك. Make my meeting with you, because all of us are going to meet Allah one day. And that's a real meeting. يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. You are moving towards your Lord and you will meet him. It's not a meeting of two equals, certainly. It's not a meeting which we can see God by our eyes, but we can see God by our heart. That's the meeting. And that's where the destination of every human being, whether mu'min or kafir, that's the destination of every human being. Now, if we are always ignorant of God, that meeting is very unpleasant for us. We don't like it at all. We don't like God. We don't like to meet him. Why should we like to meet him? We are fearful of him. We are frightened of him. But if we love him, now Imam says, Ahbib, habbib ilayya liqaak, make that meeting lovable for me. Make me to be impatient for that meeting. Well, that's reasonable. That's something that we can accept as human beings. But then he says, wa ahbib liqa'i, and you love to meet me as well. Now, why Allah should love to meet one of us? What is our worth? What's our value? Now, here Imam is asking something very high, very high. Our imagination cannot grasp it, what he's asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahbib liqa'i means that you also, so to speak, feel impatient for that meeting which goes between us. حبب إلي لقائك وأحبب لقائي واجعل لي في لقائك الراحة والفرج والكرامة. Make that meeting an honorable sort of meeting, honorable occasion for me. Honor me with that meeting. So, this is when your heart is filled with that love. However, it's not only love. Now, look what Imam, other aspects of hearts. Because we shouldn't think of God like a human being that we love. No, that's not our equal. Our feelings towards him are very different and should be different. Love is very good, but that love should be accompanied by other things as well. Khashya wa khashyatan minka. Khashya is a fear which comes from greatness of something, awesomeness of something. It's awe. But an awe which fills you with fear as well. Like, for example, if someone tells you that now the Prophet, peace be on him, is coming to this majlis, you feel frightened. This man can see our souls, for example, if that is the case, can see our souls. He is the one that you want to follow. Khashya comes into your heart. This is about ourselves, about human beings. Why don't we have that khashya from Allah? Because we don't know him. Because we are far away from him. The Quran says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Those who have knowledge of God have khashya of God as well. So that's not fear in the sense that we are frightened of him because he punishes us. No. There is a sort of feeling that when you know God, when you are familiar with him and his world, an awesomeness fills your heart, which is khashya, and that's very pleasurable. It's fear, but it's a very enjoyable fear, so to speak. It's fearing from someone that you love, and not fearing from someone that you want to run away from. Fearing from something that you want to run towards it, that's khashya. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. Those who fear the position of their Lord. This is when you see his position and your relation to him, then your heart is filled with a sort of fear, but that's a pleasurable fear. So I want khashya, I want hope, I want khashya. Just enough. If one of them was given to us on Laylatul Qadr, that would have been enough for us. Nothing else we needed. Nothing else we needed. What else? Tasdiqan bikitabik. Now, of course, all of us, tasdiq is confirmation. All of us confirm what is in the book, the Quran. This is the book we follow, isn't it? But we do confirm out of respect, out of belief, out of teachings which are given to us. But does our heart confirm whatever is in it? No. The heart doesn't confirm. There are many things in this book that I'm sure when you read it, your heart doesn't confirm it. Why? Because your heart is not familiar with this. Because your heart is filled with other values, which may be different from the values inside this book. So what Imam is asking is that I want a heart which what by which whatever you say it confirms. You say, yes, that's right, that's true. Not saying, oh God, I accept because you say, but my mind cannot accept it. There are many things now about social life in the Quran that are different from our values. We say we do not accept, or we just say it's part of Islam, but the heart is not open to it. When Quran says, concentrate all your focus, all your concentration and all your life towards Allah only, we cannot confirm it. We say, why? We want to enjoy our lives. One reason is we don't understand what he says. The other reason is that our heart is وَأُشْرَبَتْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعَجْلَ. As about Banu Israel, you know, in Egypt, one of the greatest gods was a god which was symbolized by cow. And this god, people thought that this is the god which helped Egypt to reach out to that pinnacle of civilization. And therefore, Banu Israel, when they were in Egypt, they started to worship this god which was symbolized by a cow. They were worshiping that. And no matter how much Musa told them that you have only one Lord, one God, it's not symbolized by anything, they could not accept. They said, if that's our God, why this is our situation? That means this God symbolized by a cow is more powerful and better than our God. And therefore they continued having that sort of feeling for that God in their hearts. And that's why they started to worship cow after Musa left, isn't it? Samiri made a statue of a cow for them. And Allah says, the love of this cow, which was symbol of that God, was mixed into their hearts. Now, the love of this world is mixed into our hearts, and therefore we cannot accept some of these values. And I tell you one thing, just digressing from our topic. When Imam al-Asr alayhi salam comes, what he does, he brings all the values back to the Quran. He wants to revive the Quran, isn't it? The values of the Quran, whatever it is. We don't understand much of it. Now, the more our heart is prone to accept these values, the more likely that we follow the Imam without rejection. The more distance we are from the values of the Quran, the more likely that we reject. It's not in our hands, you see. It's not something that you say, now of course we all say, well, we are waiting for Imam al-Asr, we are waiting for him. But we don't know when he comes, what is he going to tell us? He may tell us things that our heart may not accept. Why? Because he talks about a certain set of values, which is in this book, which our heart is not familiar with. So this is what he has. Tasdiqan bi kitab. I want a heart which confirms whatever values are there in the Quran. And of course, iman. However, what sort of iman is he asking for? In another sentence, he says, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan tubashiru bihi qalbi. I want a faith and iman which my heart can touch it, can experience its sweetness. I want that. Tobashiru means bashara is the skin, isn't it? When two skins come together, it's mubashara. Mubashara from mufa'ala. That means the skins touch each other. I want the heart which can touch the spirit of faith. Or, no, the other way around. I want a faith which can touch the core of my heart. This is what I want. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan تباشر به قلبي.
And other things that we will go through later.
Then I want فرقا منك وإيمانا بك وفرقا منك. فرق is another type of fear. A fear which comes again out of love. A fear which you always think, is he going to abandon me? Is he going to leave me? That's why we always say, oh God, do not abandon us. Do not abandon us to ourselves. That feeling of the heart, I want this concern to be always there. وشوقا إليك, and longing. Longing that I want to come to you.
This as Amir al-Mu'min, when he is mentioning the people, the purified people of among Muqarrabun. There's one very beautiful piece in Nahj al-Balagha. When Amir al-Mu'minin takes Kumail with him, Kumail says, one night Amir al-Mu'minin told me, Kumail, would you like to have a walk with each other? And I said, of course, yes. And we walked, he took me to the open plain. We went outside Medina. And he started talking. In a way, he was somehow pouring out things which was in his heart for a long time. He said, Ya Kumail, inna hadhihi al-qulub awiya. These hearts are like containers. فَخَيْرُهَا awaha. We have big hearts, we have a small house. Hearts. We have a small cup, we have a big pot, isn't it? So, these hearts are like containers. The best of the hearts are the ones which can contain more. What does the heart contain? It contains love, it contains khashya, it contains knowledge and all these things. Then he said, you know what is good and what is better? Having wealth in this world is good, but there is something better than that, is knowledge. Not knowledge in terms of science, because that we also use it to generate wealth, isn't it? Knowledge in terms of ma'rifah. In terms of knowing who has created us and knowing that creator. So he said, Ya Kumail, al-ilmu khayrun min al-mal. Knowledge is better than wealth. Because, first of all, al-ilmu yahfazuk wa anta tahfazu al-mal. Knowledge protects you. Isn't it? Knowledge cannot be separated from us. It protects us, knowledge of God. But wealth, you have to protect it. You have to invest your life in it. Knowledge is an investment in your life. Wealth is an investment of your life in something else. You have to invest your life in it. So, then he said, ها إنها هنا لعلما جمع. Here, knowledge is accumulated. But I don't find anyone to tell him. Even you, Kumail, I cannot tell you what I know. Then he talks about certain people who can have this knowledge. Who can have this knowledge. And he says, وَكَمْ ذَا وَأَيْنَ أُولَٰئِكَ. How, what is their number? Where are they? أُولَٰئِكَ وَاللَّهِ الأقلون عددا والأعظمون عند الله قدرا. These people are quite few. Are not big in number, but are big in terms of their station in the eyes of Allah. Their value is very high. والأعظمون عند الله قدرا. هجم بهم العلم على حقيقة البصيرة. Knowledge has rushed to them, giving them the truth of insight, حقيقة البصر. وَبَاشَرُوا رُوحَ الْيَقِينَ. They have touched the spirit of certainty about God. You know, our hearts is always filled with doubt, with confusion, with hesitation. That's opposite of yaqeen, which is certainty. He says their hearts is, their hearts have touched the spirit of certainty. بَاشَرُوا رُوحَ الْيَقِينَ. Then one thing that he mentions is this shawqan ilayk I was talking about, longing for you. وَلَوْلَا الْآجَالُ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمْ تَسْتَقِرَّ أَرْوَاهُهُمْ فِي أَبْدَانِهِمْ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. If it was not for the appointed time that Allah had written for them, that they have to stay in this world, they have no other choice but to stay in this world, their souls would not have rested in their bodies for one moment. That's the shawq. That's the shawq. Shawqan ila thawab. They want to go and see what God has prepared for them. So this is what Imam says. Wa shawqan ilayk. I want that longing for you. That longing for your thawab. Longing to meet you. Longing to become more intimate with you. And of course, whoever enters paradise, you know, some of our mystics say that we don't want paradise. We only want God. I've heard from Rabi'a al-Adawiyya, who was, of course, a very honorable lady, filled with love of God. And he says that, my Lord, I don't want your paradise. Whatever you have prepared for me in this world, in terms of the reward, give it to your enemies. That's a very bad dua for them, isn't it? Give all the wealth that you want to give it to your enemies. Whatever you have prepared in terms of paradise and reward for me in the hereafter, give it to your friends. Because I only want you. I don't want your paradise. I don't want your thawab. I don't want these things. I only want you. That's why I say she is actually one of the forerunners of love-based mysticism, that she was filled with that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they missed one point, that paradise actually that the Quran defines is neighborhood of God. You cannot get close to Him but in paradise. There's nowhere else that you can get close to Him. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. At the end of Surah Qamar, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. Muttaqeen are in gardens and rivers. Okay? That might not be important. What is important is فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. They are in the neighborhood of the powerful king. What neighborhood? A neighborhood which is maq'ad al-sadq, that big neighbor, the king, powerful king, loves you to be their neighbor, his neighbor. Loves them to be his neighbor. Confirms whatever you do. You see, sometimes we have a neighbor, always nags, criticizes, why you do this, why you do that. Sometimes you have a neighbor that whatever you do, says, oh, how nice you did this, how nice you are, what a good thing you did. This is maq'ad al-sadq. That's that king, powerful king. Whatever you do in paradise, Allah praises you. That's what you want more than this. Allah praises you there. So those who say we don't want paradise, we want only God, they miss one point. Of course, there are things in paradise which are much higher than rivers and gardens and palaces and all those things which are mentioned. Time is running out. Just one thing I mention. Once Abbas, uncle of the Prophet, and Shayba, one other family of the Prophet, they were sitting, both of them converted to Islam after the conquest of Makkah, so under duress. So this faith is very different from those who believed before that, isn't it? And they were sitting and talking about their honors and their past history. Abbas said, since Qusay ibn Kalab, our forefather, grand-grand-grandfather, we have been the people who provided the Hujjaj with water. We did Siqayatul Hajj. Because Siqayatul Hajj was an honor. They took lots of pain and lots of costs. They went through to bring water at the time of Hajj because there was not enough water there.
They put it in huge containers. The Hujjaj came and used it. So this was Saqayatul Hajj. And this was in the family of Abbas. From Abd al-Manaf, Qusay, Abd al-Manaf to Abbas. He said, we have been in Saqayatul Hajj. Shaybah said, our family has been honored by being custodians of the house. Whenever it needed repair, anything, it was our family. We did it with our money, not with anyone other's money. So we have been in Imaratul Masjid al-Haram. Then Ali, peace be on him, was passing by. You know, everyone envied Ali because, of course, with that young age, Ali had reached that closeness to Prophet, peace be on him. And they said, Ali, come here. He said, we are talking, you see, we have been in Saqayatul Hajj and in Imaratul Masjid al-Haram for a long time. What have you done? What have you done? He said, I have been beating your faces with my sword to convert you to Islam. They became very upset, very upset. They went to the Prophet. They said, look at this young man, talks like this to us. And Prophet said, Ya Ali, did you talk to them like that? He said, I said the truth. They are boasting about things. They told me what you did. I said the truth. I was fighting with them to come to Islam. Then these verses in Surah Tawbah were revealed. You know, Allah was very quick in support of Ali ibn Abi Talib all the time. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وَإِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Do you make equal between Saqayatul Hajj and Imaratul Masjid al-Haram with someone who believed in God and Day of Judgment and fought in the way of Allah. Did jihad in the world. لا يستوون عند الله. They are not equal in the eyes of Allah. يُبَشِّرُهُمْ. This is what I wanted to come. What Allah is promising Ali and those like him. يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْ. God is giving them the promise of a rahmah. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْ means a rahmah which I cannot define now what it is. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْ وَرَضْوَانٍ and a type of pleasure that you cannot know in this world. You will find out later. That rahmah, that رَضْوَان, you will find out. That's why it has come now in nakara, indefinite. يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ and paradise and gardens. So there are things which are higher than those gardens. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ. Inshallah, Allah will make us a good follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى الطَّاهِرِينَ. اللهم صل على محمد.
Ahlul Bayt TV, the holy household for every